Thank you for calling OptumRx.
Did you know we have a new easy payment plan option? To help make your home delivery medication more affordable, the total cost is split into 3 monthly payments. If that may be a good option for you, talk to your customer service team about this feature.
Your call may be monitored or recorded for quality purposes. For English, just remain on the line.
Para continuar en español, diga español u oprima 9.
I recognize the number you're calling from. So, for security, please say your date of birth.
April 25th, 1953.
I got April 25th, 1953. Is that right?
Yes.
Got it. Thank you for confirming your identity. In a few words, please tell me the reason for your call today.
Representative.
All right. Speak with an advocate. To get you to the right place, I need to know what you're calling about. For refills by mail, press or say 1. For order status, press or say 2. To renew a prescription, press or say 3. For coverage details, press or say 4. For prior authorization status, press or say 5.
Representative.
To get you to the right place. For refills by mail, press or say 1. For order status, press or say 2. To renew a prescription, press or say 3. For coverage details, press or say 4. For prior authorization status, press or say 5. All right, order status. Just so you know, I can help you with that, which can often be faster than speaking to an agent. Would you like to continue here?
No.
Please hold while I connect you with someone who can help. Please note, any prices quoted are estimates based on your current benefits and are subject to change. Would you be willing to take a brief survey at the end of this call?
No.
Thank you for calling. My name is Paris. May I have your first and last name?
Hello, my first name is Phil. My last name is Rice.
Thank you. It's Rice. Are you calling for yourself?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. May I hold on one moment, please? I apologize. One moment, please. Ms. Rice, what insurance do you have?
What makes you think I have insurance? What difference does that make?
Okay, how can we help you?
I called because I'd like to speak to a pharmacist.
Okay. One second. Okay. May I have you verify your address, please?
I'm at 11268 East Linvale Drive, Aurora, Colorado.
Okay. And is this about a prescription you're getting at the local pharmacy?
I'm calling the phone number that's on the prescription bottle, and I'd like to speak to a pharmacist. Now, are you going to connect me to a pharmacist or not?
I will get it to a pharmacist as soon as I can get the information I need to provide the pharmacist, which they will ask before they speak to you. The prescription bottle you have is from OptumRx?
It's RX. Hello? It's RX number 337-298-782.
Okay. One second, please. Thank you for your patience. I will go ahead and get to the pharmacist. I'll be right back.
Hello, Mr. Rice. I go by Kay. I am one of the pharmacists. And Paris, she's on the line conference with us. I understand you have a question for me. Go ahead, please.
Hello.
Yes.
So, you said your name was what?
Kay, K-A-Y.
All right. Now, Kay, I'm going to ask you for a proper identification. So you've told me K-A-Y.
Correct.
Tell me the rest of it, please.
Kumari is my last name, and I work for OptumRx Mail Pharmacy. And if there is something I can help you, I am here.
All right, so Kay, I'm going to ask you to slow down. You told me your last name, and that's good, but I want to write it down, and I'm going to ask you to spell it for me, please. Will you spell your last name?
K-U-M-A-R-I, Kumari.
Kumari, okay. K-U-M-A-R-I. Did I get that right?
Correct.
And you said you worked for Optum Rx Main Pharmacy?
Consulting department, so the customer service department, the one that you guys call. So we have customer service advocate and the pharmacist.
All right. What state are you in, Kay?
I work for San Antonio. We have many different pharmacies. I am licensed in Oklahoma. So this is very complicated. I have to send you to some other escalation lead. I just want to answer your drug-related question. If you want to go in detail, I have to send you to escalation team, because first, before I give you further information, I am here to answer your drug-related question. Because there are many, many pharmacies for Optum Rx located different places. So I have license for two different states. Now it will get complicated for you. You just ask me the question, I'll answer your question.
All right, so
drug-related question.
Kay, I asked you what I thought was going to be a simple question, and you gave me a very long answer. I think the answer is you're licensed in two different states, but
Oklahoma,
I think you said, stop interrupting me, please. I think you said you're licensed in two different states.
Correct.
All right, but I think you said you're currently located in San Antonio. Is that where you are right now? You're in San Antonio? Is that right?
No, sir. I have two licenses, Texas and Oklahoma.
Stop for a minute. Where are you located right now? Where are you?
Sir, I'm going to tell you. Give me a minute. Okay? Again, we are not here to do all these, but since you are asking, I will tell you simply, I'm in Oklahoma City, work at home, consulting pharmacist. That's where I am located.
Okay. So very good. I did give you a very long time to talk. And you talked for a very long time without telling me where you were. So that time you did tell me you're in Oklahoma City. Is that correct? Do I have that right? You're in Oklahoma City?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, very good. And you're licensed in, you said, Oklahoma and where? In Texas? Oklahoma and Texas?
Yes.
Oklahoma and Texas. Very good. All right. And they told you the RX number that I'm calling about, is that right? Have you got that?
No, I think you asked for the pharmacist directly. So can you please repeat your question?
I'll tell you the RX number again then. Are you ready?
I am. I have your account open.
337-298-782.
That's for metformin, 500 milligram?
That is correct. Yes. Manufactured by Granules. I might have pronounced it wrong.
That's fine. What's the question?
All right.
Then?
And my question is, I'm not a pharmacist, so I may get the lingo wrong, but I want to know the name of the pharmacist that is the dispensing pharmacist, the pharmacist that is responsible for this particular prescription.
That should be on the bottle. So what I understand is what you are asking is, so just to give you a quick background, our fulfillment pharmacy is done. The process is done by automatic, and then it's reviewed by the pharmacist. So pharmacists that review, their name is always on your medication bottle. If you have in front of you, you can check.
All right, but I'm asking you. Can you tell me or not?
Sir, I don't have the bottle. I have to email them. It's written on, maybe let me see who PV'd it. One second. So there are different pharmacies. So I would not be able to tell you one. It's not one pharmacy. One PV, the prescription, one review after the medication is filled. So I would have to request you to check the RPH name on the bottle. That's the one who reviews after the medication is filled. Or I may be able to help you better if you ask me the real concern.
Ask you what?
What is your main question? Any clinical question?
Oh. Well,
drug related.
All right. So I think I've asked you a question, and I think your answer is you don't know. And so if
no,
I write...
What I know is it's at the bottle. Do you have the medication bottle with you, the one you're asking for? Every time it's reviewed by a different pharmacist.
Right.
So every time you get a medication, below the direction, there will be an RPH and there will be a name, E. Johnson, or some name is there.
Right. You're repeating yourself now. You don't need to say it again. I got that. And so what you're doing is you're answering my question with a question. You're answering my question with a question. And if you may have noticed, I didn't answer your question. And I'm not going to answer your question. So what I want to do is ask you another question now. And I'm guess that you won't know, or if you do know, you won't tell me. If I write a letter to the pharmacist in charge of the pharmacy that this prescription was issued from, and write a letter to the pharmacist in charge and ask him, what's the name of the pharmacist? Do you suppose that the pharmacist in charge will respond to my letter, or do you suppose that he'll just ignore?
Yes. They will have all the details, correct.
You were very quick to answer my question, and you interrupted me again. Do you suppose that he'll respond to my letter, or do you suppose that he'll just ignore me and I'll get no response at all? I suspect that I'll get no response at all. I'm sure that he'll know the answer, but I suspect that what he'll do is I'll get no response at all. That what he'll want to do is just ignore me and pretend like he never got the letter. What do you think?
Sir, I have to send you to a different department. I answered your question. There are letters sent. There is a different department, and you get a response, to my knowledge. But I have to, the questions you're asking, like, I don't know, but I know for sure I see a response. What I know is you will get a response. That's what I think.
All right, very good. I know that's all you can do is answer as best you can. And it's especially hard when you don't even know which pharmacy we're talking about. I guess that's all you can do, huh? All right. Thank you, Kay. I guess that's all you can do.
Okay, no problem. I'm sorry, but everyone has their own limitations. So, yes, that is correct. Okay?
If I were to tell you the name of the pharmacy, would you be able to tell me a phone number where I could call the pharmacy? I called the number that was on the.
Yeah, that's the only one you will be able to speak unless you send a. Because what you are asking, in my understanding, is, can I connect you to the pharmacist in the fulfillment pharmacy?
It's actually the pharmacy itself is in San Antonio, and
okay.
So I would like to be able to call and speak to the pharmacist in charge at the pharmacy in San Antonio. I'm sure they have a phone there, and if I knew the number, I could call and maybe ask them. rather than send a letter and wait 30 days and see if he responds to my letter or not. But I would have to know what the number was.
In my knowledge, there is no direct number to reach them. You can leave a message, you can send an email, like on the website there should be. People send an email and get a response. We can connect you to what we call a lead. They don't know the number, I know, because they can give you at least where to send or email your questions.
Yeah, okay. Well, it's a good bet that they do have a phone there, and it's a good bet that you just don't know what the number is, or that they would rather not be bothered with people like you and me calling them. They don't want to be bothered with people like me calling them. That's why the number that's on the bottle, so that when I call, I get to talk to you. They want
Correct.
Me to talk.
Correct.
They don't want to talk to me, so I get it. And I've got a solution for that, Kay. I know how to solve that problem. I'm just going to write up a complaint and send the complaint to the Texas State Board of Pharmacy and to the Colorado State Board of Pharmacy. And then the guy that's the pharmacist in charge there, he'll respond to my complaint. I'm sure he'll respond to that. And we'll go that route. And we'll go from there.
All right. So like I said, yes, you can do that. But if you would like to speak with our lead to get little more whatever lead know, they will give you some highlights if you would want to.
It took me 9 minutes to get to where I spoke with you. And when I asked you, your situation was I gave you the RX number and you were unable to say anything at all about where the prescription was made. All you could do was advise me to look at it
Sir, Paris is on the line. She dropped off just now. Let's repeat that. Our calls are recorded. You gave me the RX number. I told you metformin 500 milligram.
Yes,
and then you asked me who's the pharmacist. I told you that pharmacist's name will be on the bottle. And
yes.
When you receive any order, that pharmacy address and everything is on the bottle that you yourself agreed. And I did tell you, to my knowledge, there is no direct number that I know that anyone can reach
right.
them, to my knowledge.
Right. That's
but
right.
I told yep. you where is it filled, but and pharmacist name and phone number and pharmacy, everything is on your bottle.
You told me it's on the bottle, that's right. But I needed to be able to read it off the bottle. So I knew that it was in San Antonio, but you didn't know that it was in San Antonio. You knew that it was.
Sir, if you would have asked me where is this medication, this order on metformin 500 milligram, it has been filled three times. You didn't ask me where was this filled.
Oh,
I can tell you where was this
true.
Filled, but I cannot tell you who, which pharmacy.
The name of the person. All right. So there you go. I can tell you the name of the person because the name of the person is on the label. You're right about that. There is a name on the label. And I can read the name on the label, but apparently you're not able to find the name. It's only on the label. You can't find it anywhere. Is that right?
I can just. There are different pharmacists who will check your different metformin. When was it filled? I can only remember I told you first set of pharmacists will PV the prescription when it comes from the doctor. I can see that. But then once it's filled by automatic machine, it goes to a different set of pharmacists who really confirms it's filled exactly as it should be. That, in my knowledge, I don't know. Maybe some other who are much more experienced can find it. Yes, there is a way to find it. I can email the fulfillment pharmacy and ask them. But you already had that name on the bottle who reviewed at the end.
Right. So I've got it printed on the label, and the only way you can get it is to send an email and wait for somebody to respond to your email.
Correct.
Is that right?
But I don't know your background, what you want to know exactly, what's the cause.
Right.
That's why I told you, if you give me the cause, I may be able to email and find out all the details. But it's like a suspense for me, so I don't know what will I email them, except asking the pharmacist's name, that I can email them.
Right. Okay. Well, I don't need you to ask them the name. I can do that myself.
Okay.
And as I said, I think the way that I'm going to do that is in the form of a complaint to the state board.
I think you came to the wrong person, but anyway, that's fine. I gave you some information. If you would like, I can send an email to my supervisor to give you a call back.
No, I don't want anyone to call me back. I would be angry if they called me back.
Okay.
So don't do that. They can write me a letter if they want, but don't call me on the phone. What's the guy's name? The pharmacist in charge at the pharmacy in San Antonio. If he wants to call me, he can call me, but nobody else.
I have to go to a proper channel, so I will send it to my supervisor, and then he probably should be able to forward it to the pharmacist in charge in San Antonio.
Okay. So, but just be clear that it is my wish, my desire, that nobody calls me on the telephone other than the person who's the pharmacist in charge in San Antonio. I've got his name here somewhere. I think I do.
But again, I just want to let you know, I am emailing my supervisor. I'm not 100% guaranteeing what's the correct process, but I'll let him know, my supervisor, my immediate supervisor. That's all I'm doing. And I'll make sure he doesn't call you. If someone needs to call you, I'll make sure that should be pharmacist in charge in the San Antonio. Correct?
The correct way to say it is that Mr. Rice has said that he wishes that no one call him on the phone other than the pharmacist in charge in San Antonio. The pharmacist in charge in San Antonio is the only one that has Mr. Rice's permission to call him on the phone. Nobody else has got his permission to call him on the phone.
Got it. Okay, now I have one more question. You know how like a CSA who picked up the call first, who answered the first, and then she brought you to me? Same way, when I send this email, my supervisor definitely is going to ask me, what is the cause? Why? Why PIC should call you? Honestly, should be some, what do I put in there?
And you're not going to know, and the person that came to you didn't know, and I'm not going to tell you.
Okay. That's good enough. That's good enough. At least I had something to tell them. I did ask.
You didn't ask, okay. And I didn't tell you. Correct. And I'm fine with that. That's
okay.
The perfect way for you to say it.
Okay. All right. So I'll tell him, but again, just know our calls are recorded, so I'm not guaranteeing, but I know if you write an email or whichever way you communicate, it's taken care. Okay?
Yeah.
But I am going to do my part.
All right. You did good. So you have a good weekend, and thanks
right.
for being here. All right?
All right, no problem. I'm sorry, initially, I haven't gotten any call like this. So I didn't know what's the main reason, but that's fine. I thought you will have some drug-related questions. So that's fine. Seems like serious concern. So I have to email my supervisor anyway. All right?
All right. Bye now.
Thank you. Uh-huh. Bye-bye.